Now, you're sure you've got the catechism all buttoned up, Foster? What? Hazy about the Trinity? Three in one, one in three. Perfectly straightforward. Any doubts about that, see your maths, Master. Well, Foster, here at St. Onan's, I usually try to make my last confirmation class rather more of a personal chat than a theological thing. Now, Foster, look, we've been through the 39 articles together. We know each other pretty well. I don't want to go on calling you Foster. What's your nickname? What do your friends call you? Knitbags. Well, Foster, what I want to tackle now is this problem of your body. Now, your body is laid out on fairly simple, straightforward lines, isn't it? You've got your two arms, your two legs. Here's that valiant worker, the heart, and his two stout cronies, the lungs. It's all pretty straightforward. And here we come to the crux. You're not embarrassed about this, are you, Foster? There's no need to be embarrassed about it. You're a bright, observant sort of lad. You've probably noticed when you've been slipping into your togs or getting into your little gym jams that when you get down here, things aren't straightforward at all. Good, good. And I suppose you must have wondered how it is that God, who by and large made such a splendid job of the rest of your little body, made such a bosh shot at that particular bit. Ah, yes, well, I agree with you. But God, whatever else he is, and of course he is everything else, is not a fool. It's not pretty, but it was put there for a purpose. Point taken, Foster? Good. Well, I think that clears up any doubts you might have had on that particular subject. Oh, just one moment, Foster. I know you're a bit of a scallywag. Anything I say to you will probably just go up one trouser leg and down the other. But remember this. That particular piece of apparatus we've been exploring is called your private parts. And they're called that for a reason. It's not that they're anything to be ashamed of. They're not. Though they're not anything to be proud of either. They are private because they are yours and yours alone. And you should keep them to yourself. If anyone else touches you there, that person is wicked. No matter who it is, you should say to him, "That belongs to me. It is my property. You have no business to touch it." Does it apply to me, Foster? Does it apply to me? This has gone too far.